This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Attorney General William Barr pushed back against critics on Thursday who say he's too eager to do the president's bidding. He spoke with ABC News.
To have public statements and tweets made about the department, about our people in the department, our men and women here, about cases pending in the department, and about judges before whom we have cases, make it impossible for me to do my job.
That interview happening just days after the Department of Justice overruled its own prosecutors in sentencing for the president's former advisor, Roger Stone. President Trump says he might keep others from listening in on future calls with foreign leaders. During a radio interview with Geraldo Rivera, he said he may end the practice entirely. This is USA Radio News.
I am doing it all. The water, the fiber, the exercise, but I still have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keep coming back. My doctor said that I may have a chronic medical condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C.
Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats adults with IBS with constipation. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
There's biting cold weather in the Midwest and the Northeast today. Wind chills are well below zero in the Dakotas, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. Meteorologist Craig Allen says this system is on the move.
It is already in the negative numbers once you start getting up into the northern sections of New England and all the way on up through Canada into Hudson Bay.
In the south, rivers are rising after a week of flooding. Thousands of cruise ship passengers are being welcomed in Cambodia. They tried for 2 weeks to find a place to dock with fears of the coronavirus on board. The BBC's Nick Beek has more.
5 different countries said no to providing a berth. Lots of people stuck on board, but we've seen this morning people have been allowed off, and as they disembarked, they were given flowers and welcomed onto Cambodian soil. This was in Sihanoukville, one of the ports there. So for those particular people, clearly, you know, something which has turned out well for them.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
A powerful union in Las Vegas has decided to stay out of the Democratic primary. USA Radio's Wyatt Cox reports.
The Culinary Union pulls a lot of weight in Nevada politics, but in a press conference on Thursday, the union declined to support any particular candidate in the upcoming Nevada caucuses. And while Union President Gioconda Argiello-Klein said they were encouraging union members to vote, they were laying out 3 key goals for their members to fight for.
One of our goals is one job to be enough. Second goal is to have protected the health care and have better health care for everybody. And the third goal is to have an immigration reform where we've been fighting for decades.
The decision not to endorse is a blow to the struggling Joe Biden campaign, who was counting on the heavily Latino union for support. The union has also criticized Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren's Medicare for All plans as damaging the strong medical benefits the union enjoys. I'm Wyatt Cox.
Conservative talk show host Rush Limbaugh is drawing criticism from both sides of the aisle for saying the country won't elect openly gay Democrat Pete Buttigieg because it's not ready for a president who, quote, loves to kiss his husband on the debate stage. Buttigieg spoke in Las Vegas.
I'm proud of my marriage. I'm proud of my husband. He's a middle school teacher. He's going to make a great first gentleman.
Buttigieg got married a year and a half ago. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us as we come to you live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And Dr. John Zemerick joins us now, senior editor of Stream.org. John, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, Bill. Thanks.
Hey, I like this vetting, finally, of Pete Buttigieg. Not been vetted very much. He's kind of been the media darling. But you asked the question, is there a Catholic case for squeaky Pete Buttigieg?
Yeah, I'm asking why there's a Catholic case, because the National Catholic Reporter, a left-wing magazine that appeals to the Catholics who want excuses to vote for the pro-abortion Democrats, had published an article, A Catholic Case for Pete Buttigieg, by his campaign coordinator in charge of outreach to Catholics. Now, what we need to remember is he grew up the son of a professor at Notre Dame, not just any professor, a professor who is a Marxist scholar and organizer, the leading person in the world, scholar of cultural Marxism and the writing of Antonio Gramsci. Now, cultural Marxism is all about infiltrating mainstream institutions with Marxism, institutions like Notre Dame and American politics. Well, how interesting that a young man who grew up raised on the lessons of how to infiltrate mainstream institutions with radical leftist messages and ideology is now running for president and presenting himself as a very devout Christian. Of course, he abandoned his Catholic faith to find a church, the Episcopal Church, that would do a homosexual marriage for him, but he talks about his faith all the time and how deep and important his faith is to his values. What about his values?
Right.
Just yesterday, there was a funeral service in South Bend, Indiana, for 2,411 unborn babies that were found in the home of an abortionist, Dr. Ulrich Klopfer, who had lost his medical license for not reporting statutory rape to the police. He was doing abortions on 14-year-old girls and not reporting the fact that they, by any definition of the law, were rape victims. He wasn't reporting it. He lost his medical license. He ran a filthy, unsafe abortion clinic in South Bend, the kind of clinic that Pete Buttigieg acted to try to protect, to shield from the scrutiny of state medical authorities. Buttigieg said, it's dangerous for us us to hold, you know, to be investigating these clinics, because it might limit women's abortion rights. They might have to drive 100 miles to get an abortion. So he fought to keep the state from looking into clinics like Dr. Clough's. He actually passed a city ordinance preventing pro-life pregnancy centers from even opening up anywhere near them to offer women the choice of life. Buttigieg is a rabid pro-abortionist. He believes in abortion up through birth. He actually says human life begins when the child draws his first breath. There is no scientist on earth. There is no Christian church on earth. Neither faith nor reason supports that radical position. The only thing that supports that position is the bottom line, the profits of the abortion industry. Exactly. And Buttigieg is in bed with them. And in Buttigieg's hometown, little town of South Bend, don't think of some homey, sweet Midwestern utopia. It's a crime-ridden place where he's not very popular. I think he was elected with 9,000 votes, and he presided over this fetus-hoarding abortionist, Ulrich Kaufer. Well, yesterday, Priests for Life and other pro-life groups held a reverent funeral ceremony for those 2,411 young Americans, and this is beautiful. They gave each one of them a name.
You know, interesting how the story rhymes with Kermit Gosnell, this whole background.
This is, yeah. Yeah, Pete Buttigieg has his very own Kermit Gosnell.
It's amazing. In my interviews with Ann McElhaney and Bela McAleer, that was the last question I asked after their interviews with Gosnell in jail. I said, how many more Gosnells are out there? And they said, exactly, Bill, we don't know, because of Buttigieg, you know, the Buttigieges of the country and those pro-abortionists that continue to protect these kind of horrendous acts on women. You know, it's amazing how they say they're protecting women, but they don't want to talk about the devastation and how many times the ambulance has to depart a abortion clinic to try to hold a woman's life together because of a botched abortion.
Doctors who do abortions for a living tend to be the worst doctors in the profession, for obvious reasons. Nobody signs up, goes to medical school to say, I want to kill babies all day long, day in, day out.
Yeah.
The original Hippocratic Oath.
I was going to say, it's in conflict with the Hippocratic Oath. I mean,
No. Bill, they revised the Hippocratic Oath.
Oh.
A guy named Dr. Louis Lasagna, there's a tasty
name. Oh, yeah, well, okay.
Made up a new Hippocratic Oath in the 60s to allow for abortion. And that new bolderized, edited Hippocratic Oath is now used at all medical schools except Christian and Catholic ones, where they still use the original Hippocratic Oath, where you swear not to abort babies. So the worst doctors are the ones who become full-time abortionists. They tend to be people who had their license suspended, people fired for incompetence or for stealing opioid medicine or selling stuff on the black market. They are the absolute shadiest characters. It's like, who becomes a cameraman for porn films?
Exactly.
Not the best people in the business. And there's a deep link between the abortion and the pornography industry. And it's interesting, the first national magazine to advocate for legal abortion, can you guess what it was? Playboy,
yeah.
And the Playboy Foundation funded the National Association for the Repeal of Abortion Laws, NARAL, as it was then named. They were their single biggest funder for years, and for a very obvious reason. To a certain kind of man, a pregnant woman is a broken toy. And the abortionist is a toy maker who fixes her so you can play with her again. How this is supposed to empower women escapes me.
How pathetic, John, in that context. And you're right. I mean, that is shocking, but true. That
every one of the Democrats, supports a radical abortion position. None of them are even where Bill Clinton was in 1996 when he said, maybe insincerely, that he wanted abortion to be safe, legal, and rare. Now people are shouting their abortions. They're making funny YouTube videos about them. Michelle Williams went on the Golden Globes and basically boasted that if she hadn't aborted her previous child, she wouldn't have made millions of dollars in Hollywood, and she was pregnant at the time.
Yeah.
I really wanted Ricky Gervais, the host, to ask her, how much do you want to abort this one?
Yes.
I mean, you said it's all about the Benjamins, right? Mm-hmm. How much is this one worth to you?
Exactly. Yeah, that's one of those things, John, where you know, when people say something so irresponsibly, and awesome like that, what comes to mind immediately is that God will not be mocked. I don't know what's in her future, but it doesn't fare well.
Repentance and healing. I don't wish more pain on women who've been lured into the abortion trap. I hope that they heal. I hope that they make it right with God and pray for and to the child who they lost. And I'd like to see them become pro-life activists. Some of our best pro-life activists are people who were former aborted mothers, or even we've had doctors who used to be abortionists who repented and tried to atone, like the great Bernard Nathanson, who made the film The Silent Scream, and the later film with better technology, The Eclipse of Reason, which more people need to look up.
We've got more from Dr. John Zemerich after this. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes, with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet has helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small, and it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-559-5523. 800-559-5523. That's 800-559-5523.
February is Heart Health Month. Give your heart the attention it deserves with Quantum Nutrition Labs' 3 featured supplements formulated to support healthy blood pressure, healthy blood sugar, and circulation. Each are buy 2, get the 3rd one free. And be sure to get your free copy of the Biofield Diet. Now is the time to commit to making your heart health a priority year-round. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
We have a country to save.
This is your time, your moment.
Christian Independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. Dr. John Zemarek from Stream.org continues with us. John, the reality of abortion and what, the new mantra of, women's reproductive rights. But you and I have had this discussion before. No right is a true right that impinges on the life of another person. And when you talk about female reproductive rights, you are taking out of the equation the child, the unborn child, and how about the father? Because you can't have reproduction without both parties unless, in some rare cases, it's kind of weird and bizarre. But for the most part, let's stay with what's natural.
Here's what's really going on, okay? None of these people really believe in absolute female autonomy. They would not allow these women to sell their kidneys. They would not allow these women to work for less than the minimum wage using that same body that's supposed to have such autonomy. You can't work for less than the minimum wage. They don't think that women should be able to use any drugs they want, whether they're legal or illegal. They don't want to make prostitution, most of them don't want to legalize prostitution in those states. The only case where a woman has absolute bodily autonomy is where it makes it convenient for recreational sex. They should just revise their arguments and just say women have autonomy over their bodies insofar as it makes recreational sex possible and takes away the consequences. Basically, hoes before embryos is a term that pro-abortion frat boys were using on Twitter. Hoes before embryos. That's what it's all about. Every one of the Democrats supports that. And it's appalling to me that some religious people are pretending that immigration and childhood obesity and gun crime and climate change are somehow life issues. If 3,000 immigrants a year were being gunned down at the border by vigilantes and President Trump supported that, then, and only then, would immigration be a life issue. But guess what? That's not happening, is it? A couple of people being hassled for entering the country illegally and held for a few weeks at places like Motel 6. That's not a life issue. That's a policy argument. You could argue policy back and forth. Killing babies. The Democrats are the party of killing a million babies a year for sexual convenience. There's nothing more than that. That's not Christian. That's not even virtuous pagan. That is subhuman, diabolical human sacrifice.
And John,
more of this at stream.org. I write about this all the time.
John, and the Democrats are realizing this. They're realizing that their tent is shrinking, and they're trying to find ways to rewrite their platform real quick. It's too late for 2020 because they've been carrying their platform forever, and they have all over. I mean, you talk about the blood of millions of babies, particularly black babies, 40%, 25% Hispanic babies. It is on their platform. So how do you cleanse yourself of that? I mean, this has been so tied to this party that
Jesse Jackson called abortion black genocide. Then he wanted to run for president. And the donors got to him, and he shut up.
Exactly. And so here it is. I mean, even Dr. Ben Carson called it for what it was. And they all but tarred and feathered him, want nothing to do with him. But meanwhile, black babies continue to be, continue to be aborted. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'll tell you something ugly. Put a few drinks, put a few gin and tonics in moderate Republicans, establishment Republicans, and you'll start hearing them talk about, oh, we got to keep abortion legal to keep the welfare rolls down. It's going to be too much taxes to pay for all those people having babies in the ghetto. I mean, there's a big strain in the GOP, you know, the kind of people Donald Trump shoved out of the way, frankly.
Right, exactly.
Where they don't really care if kids in the ghetto get aborted. They actually would save them on their taxes. They figure it might lower the crime rate. This best-selling book, Freakonomics, made a totally spurious and false argument that the decline in the crime rate after the 1990s was the effect of Roe v. Wade because dangerous kids were getting aborted. They actually made that neo-Nazi eugenic argument, and the book was a bestseller, and the authors are taken seriously instead of being canceled and driven out of public life as conservatives are for saying much more mainstream things than that.
It's no wonder that people's thinking is so aberrant John, when they have been fed with this kind of bull and nobody resists it, it just goes out into the political bloodstream as if it's doctrine.
People don't want to think about it.
Yeah.
People don't want to think about abortion as the backup for the sexual revolution.
Yeah.
So if you give them some mantras, some empty phrases, some propaganda that they can use to stop themselves from thinking, they'll go along with it. Just as millions of Germans willingly accepted the lie that the Jews and gypsies were being resettled to the East and they would just live over in Russia in the steppes and they'd be fine. Don't worry about these trains full of women and children and old men being shipped off. They're all going to be fine. They're being resettled to the East. They knew better. They didn't want to think about it.
Well, John, how do you go from all this ideal, and I agree with you with this perspective of recreational sex, one minute, and then the next minute there's a hashtag on your head and you're being sued?
Well, this Me Too thing, this feminist backlash, this is legitimate anger at how the sexual revolution basically tried to impose the mores and the desires of a horny 18-year-old boy on the whole of society. And say, we all have to accommodate men at their absolute worst. And we have to rewrite the laws and rewrite our morality in order to accommodate some drunken frat boy. Well, guess what? That doesn't work out. And feminists are lashing around and smacking people and going kind of crazy because they don't want to admit that the sexual revolution predicated on abortion is the engine of the abuse of women. The pornography industry is what fuels human trafficking. People don't want to trace these things back to the roots, so they look for secondary causes and they look for scapegoats and they attack the innocent because they don't want to acknowledge their own guilt, their own.
But John, I see this as a double-edged sword. Not only you got frat boys, but you got sorority sisters. I mean, that are fast and loose, and it's about hooking up. I mean, you hear read the tweets and stuff, and you think, wow,
this is women giving up on trying to civilize male behavior, giving up on asking men to have loving, lasting relationships, and basically saying, if this is all men are going to offer us, well, then we'll learn, we'll be just as shallow, and we'll be just as hedonistic and short-sighted as the boys. But guess what? Women are the one who pay the price when they have abortions, and then every year on the anniversary when the child would have been born,
exactly,
even if they don't know it, a lot of them experience clinical depression because
right.
the body remembers.
John, what's the future of families on this trajectory that we're on? I mean, you got young kids, young men, young girls, you know, abusing their bodies. And, you know, and we know that to be the building block of tomorrow's families. Exactly. So what are the families going to look? What are our cultures? What's our culture looking like 10 years down the road now?
If sex is so devalued and inflated like the currency was in Weimar Germany, to where you need a wheelbarrow full of money to buy a loaf of bread, if we inflate and water down the meaning of sex as a bond between a man and woman for life, well, what would be a bond? What do you do if you want a lifelong bond with someone? Donate a kidney? Take over their student loan? I mean, the most sacred thing in America right now is student loan debt, because you can't even get out of it through bankruptcy. Marriage is really easy. Marriage has become a contract written on a
clean. It's transactional,
loan debt,
John.
Is sacred.
It's all transactional now. That's what it's being reduced to, right? You talk about the ultimate quid pro quo, right?
Yeah. The government has to take care of all this social pathology that is created by this destructive and false individualism.
And, of course, they claim no responsibility, no fault for it. But they're going to tax the heck out of us in the process. But what did they do to serve the people and to protect in any way? I mean, they have no responsibility, I guess, for that, right?
This is why it's essential that we reelect Donald Trump and that we give him back a Republican Congress, top to bottom. And I hope nobody is fooled by nonsense that suggests that it's somehow more pro-life to fight climate change while killing a million babies a year. That's the real pro-life position. That's the kind of garbage propaganda that liberal Catholics and some of our bishops are churning out, liberal
exactly.
Christians of every variety. We need to see for what it is, a diabolical lie from the pit of hell.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Attorney General William Barr pushed back against critics on Thursday who say he's too eager to do the president's bidding. He spoke with ABC News.
To have public statements and tweets made about the department, our people in the department, our men and women here, about cases pending in the department, and about judges before whom we have cases, make it impossible for me to do my job.
That interview happening just days after the Department of Justice overruled its own prosecutors in sentencing for the president's former advisor, Roger Stone. President Trump says he might keep others from listening in on future calls with foreign leaders. During a radio interview with Geraldo Rivera, he said he may end the practice entirely. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Seriously involved in getting this country back on track and pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. With us right now, the professor of political science at Kentucky State University, author of The Hate Crime Hoax, his latest book, Taboo, The 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. And we're here to talk about some of those facts. But particularly, we're going to start off, professor, with the latest Jussie Smollett episode. Where are we on this?
So, we've discussed Jussie Smollett a couple times before together on the show. That's actually how I came to virtually meet you. But yeah, Jussie is now, quote unquote, facing justice. What made the Jussie Smollett case such an international sensation wasn't just that someone was involved in a misdemeanor fist fight, A, or that it appeared they falsified that, B. It was really that the Chicago political structure led by the DA, Kim Fox, refused to prosecute Mr. Smollett for this. On at least one occasion, multiple charges were dismissed. He was allowed to go free. He was allowed to continue promoting this nonsensical story that, as I recall, he'd been attacked by two whites wearing MAGA hats, carrying a noose, carrying a bottle of bleach. So a special prosecutor was appointed. I forget whether or not there was federal involvement with that, but there were, you know, some powers at play. And that individual decided to charge Jussie Smollett with 6 felony counts of disturbing the peace and affray. So he's now facing about 10 years in prison. And we'll see what happens.
Well, and You know, the thing, and you and I talked about this, is that Smollett, instead of feeling like he got away with something and being quiet, couldn't help himself, and did an end zone dance, and he's paying for that end zone dance.
Yeah, I think to some extent that is the case. This would all have gone away if Jussie Smollett had apologized.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I expect to hold local elected office in the fairly near future. And if I were a prosecutor, my comment to Jussie Smollett would be, we need a letter of apology in writing, you know, pay half the costs you forced my police department to incur. Mm-hmm. And we're good. You're a young man. You made a stupid mistake. Jussie Smollett did not do that. He emphatically went out in public. He reiterated his story. He said that people who believed that he was a hoaxer were driven by racism. And I think a lot of people were simply infuriated by this. I mean, keeping it PG-13, look at the guts on this guy, I think, was a common reaction. And so this is the response to that. I mean, a sort of no-nonsense former lawman in his 50s, Caucasian guy, although I don't think that's relevant. This guy looked at the situation and said, okay, we're charging this guy with 6 felonies. I mean, we're bringing back the most serious of the counts that he faced before. So, I mean, there's a decent chance Jussie goes to prison.
Yeah,
I mean,
wow.
If he's convicted on one of those, that would be 2 years.
Yeah, where's his attorneys on this, or they just felt like they couldn't control their client?
Well, Jussie would be a nightmare client. I mean, you often hear when on television legal shows, you know, Donald Trump would be the nightmare client. He keeps talking, and they're not an ideal one, but Jussie Smollett would be the nightmare client. I mean, this is a guy with 550,000 social media followers who keeps saying that he didn't fake anything, who keeps engaging with people on social media about why he didn't fake anything. I'm not sure Jussie's law firm, if he retained Jenner and Blocker, one of the big Chicago players, I'd be very surprised if they kept him through this entire case, although that's a personal opinion. I don't know.
Right.
But we'll see. I don't know if he's going to have the same lawyers by the end of this.
Well, of course, then, you know, with Fox, you had the Obama connection that was making this stuff a bit squirrely, and, you know, that interference just kind of came and went and maybe gave Jussie Smollett a false sense of security.
Well, I think it had to have. I mean, most people don't understand how complex the legal system is. I mean, when people throw around terms like double jeopardy, it's not accurate that you can't be charged for the same crime twice. You can't be charged for the same offense in the same forum, to be technical, if a criminal proceeding has really commenced, if it's begun.
Mm-hmm.
But in the Jussie Smollett case, I don't think you ever saw a proceeding commence, and he's technically being charged at a different level of the legal system with slightly different things. So I think Jussie probably thought this was over. I mean, if you have the prosecutor in your corner bluntly and they dismiss 20 criminal counts against you, I can't imagine the average guy who doesn't know anything about law would then think, okay, well, I still have to keep quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, a lot of people would have just shut up out of common sense. You wouldn't want to be actually attacked on the street or lose all of your business. But, I mean, Jussie doesn't seem to have a whole lot of common sense following the case.
Well, clearly, because, I mean, when you look at the way it breaks down, you got the brothers telling their story. It's like, this looks like a duck, talks like a duck, and you're still trying to make it into a unicorn. Come on, stop. I mean, you know, nobody's buying the story, and all you're doing is raising the ire of law enforcement going, wait a minute, this guy's making fun of us. I mean, you know, at that point, he really puts himself right in the middle of the crosshairs, doesn't he?
Yeah, I mean, I think that a good piece of advice for any of your listeners that might find themselves in a legal situation, a divorce proceeding, black or white guy or Hispanic guy, anything that's allegedly racial, there's a lot to be said for the phrase no comment.
Yes.
I mean, set up a meeting with your lawyer, with the other serious business person or whatever that you have a dispute with, maybe their lawyer. Work things out behind closed doors. If Jussie Smollett had just shut the hell up, if he had said, no comment, I would have said, I think there's a lot of racism in Chicago, but I may have exaggerated the story, and then shut up.
Exactly.
And in a year, I would have started doing local theater and so on. You can come back from anything. I mean, people come back from drug overdoses, ugly divorces. I mean, for some of the top directors, accusations of pedophilia.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Jussie Smollett just kept going, and so he made people notice him.
Yes, without a doubt. Yeah, he brought the attention all in him. This is where the court of public opinion can work against you.
Yeah, well, that's absolutely accurate. I mean, we think of the court of public opinion as sort of redeeming people. I mean, you know, while he might have been accused of whatever, most people don't think that sex while you're drunk on a second date is sexual assault. That would be half of sexual encounters. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, for example, he was able to say, well, I apologize if I behaved in an ungentlemanly fashion, but we all know this isn't a crime, and he was able to return to comedy. But the court of public opinion can also say, well, hey, just the fact that we have common sense standards doesn't mean that you didn't violate those common sense standards. Mm-hmm. And with Jussie Smollett, I mean, Jussie Smollett is a shockingly unsympathetic guy. Jussie Smollett is a multimillionaire. He's a member of the upper elite, where family members of his apparently knew lead prosecuting attorneys and members of the Obama administration. If you are the sort of person that thinks race equates to victimization, and I'm not because I'm black and I'm rich, but I mean, he's one of those individuals that's perhaps half or a quarter African American. I mean, he's not a very sympathetic dude.
Right.
So when he took his pitch out to the public square, most people said, you know, I'll support the local cop on the beat and not you, buddy, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really what it came down to, and especially, as I suggested earlier, the facts of the case were such that you're thinking, this guy needs to cut and run. I mean, he's done. I mean, let it go. I mean, you've been given a lifeline because of the connections that you have, and I got to imagine even the Obamas and you know, Fox there in Chicago is probably going, oi. Go ahead.
Yeah, Barack Obama might be a political opponent, but he's not an idiot. I mean, Barack Obama hasn't endorsed Joe Biden yet. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, the idea of having to endorse Jussie Smollett is, I mean, I don't think that Obama or Pelosi or most of those people that are old varsity players are going to show much support here. I think those are the people saying no comment.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, there might have been one favor behind the scenes once, but that's it. And if you don't understand that that's one favor behind the scenes once, if you think you have a permanent pass because of your race, I've seen both whites and blacks think this, or because of your social class, which is more common, you're very often going to find that only lasts until your second criminal charge. The idea that you get a break in court because you're rich is very overhyped, maybe once, and that depends on the judge. So Jesse's breaks are over now. I mean, he's facing what a citizen would be facing for this. I mean, he's facing six criminal counts, and I've never seen a prosecutor in Chicago drop more, well, until Jussie Smollett, but drop more than, say, four or six counts. So we'll have to see what happens, but jail time's a real probability.
Without a doubt, and I don't think Donald Trump's going to tweet about his jail time, do you?
I think Donald Trump might tweet about it once, but I don't think Jussie Smollett matters anymore. I mean, Empire's being canceled. Jussie Smollett assumed a celebrity privilege, a class privilege, and maybe a race privilege that after people looked at Jussie Smollett, they're not willing to give him anymore. I mean, Jussie Smollett's no longer a celebrity, for that matter.
Exactly. As all celebrities will tell you, it comes and it goes. And when it goes, it's especially shocking, and I believe that's what is in the future of this young man, sadly. This is Bill Martinez. We're just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour, and we're talking with the professor of political science at Kentucky State University, Wilford Riley. More from him after this.
Coming to theaters for one day only. Patterns of Evidence, The Red Sea Miracle.
My first question as a geographer is, where was the sea that was parted and crossed?
For nearly two decades, investigative filmmaker Timothy Mahoney has been searching for evidence of one of the Bible's most epic miracles, the parting of the Red Sea.
We're talking about a miraculous event of unprecedented proportion, of God's saving power.
The Red Sea Miracle, Part 1, in theaters for one day only on February 18. Get tickets today at patternsofevidence.com/Red Sea.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you signed up for a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. MediShare is a healthcare sharing program. Hundreds of thousands of Christians are part of this. It could save you a lot. Typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. You can join MediShare anytime. It's easy to call and look into it. There's no pressure at all. And man, what a difference it can make. 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years, so now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your call. The stand, the fight, your call. You come so.
Well, you notice that important word, we, right? That means all hands on deck. This is all about America and Americans. Not Republican, not Democrat, certainly, even though we are in a political season. Dr. Wilfred Riley is with us. Professor, you know, we mentioned the tweets of Donald Trump, and Bill Barr made it quite clear that they're getting in the way of him doing his job. He said that it makes it impossible. And Mitch McConnell even said, I hope that the president hearkens unto the advice of somebody that he chose wisely as the attorney general.
Yeah, I mean, so you're just asking whether that's accurate, whether Trump's tweets do have that effect.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I think so. So my take on Trump, honestly, is that, I mean, he's been an excellent center-right to right Republican president if you look at what he's actually done. GOP presidents generally try for a big stabilizing tax cut. Trump got one. They generally try to, for spiritual and political reasons, resolve the Middle East crisis. Trump moved our embassy. He's got a peace plan going. They're generally tough on crime. I don't think anyone could deny what President Trump's done in terms of illegal immigration or advocacy for stop and frisk. The issue with Trump is that what are standard Republican policy initiatives are often cast in kind of a bizarre light by the things he says. Mm-hmm. So Trump gave, I think it's fair to say, a great State of the Union. And he actually made the other team look like idiots. They were the ones doing the immature gestures. Pelosi divided the speech into six piles and ripped it up into little shreds. You know, they were the ones cutting the negative campaign ads. And then Trump went out and sent out a series of bordering on vulgar tweets. And then he gave that press conference where he described the Russia allegations as BS and so on. And there seems to be a tendency on the president's part to do that, to try to motivate the base right after doing something mature and stabilizing. So he'll move our embassy to Jerusalem, which is a huge move, and then he'll tweet in a kind of childlike way about how the Democrats wouldn't have done that. When, in fact, many Jewish Democrats would have, by the way. So, yeah. I mean, I think there's a lot to be said, and this is no worse than Barack Obama on Twitter talking about the Pittsburgh Steelers, you know, gold, black, and yellow, black, and yellow, black, and yellow for a week. I tend to think that the leaders of the free world shouldn't be on Twitter in the first place. Let us junior staffer handle that.
Yeah, I think there's some validity to that. Also, maybe a call to the mainstream media to try and call balls and strikes a little bit better. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the counterpoint to what I've just said. I mean, I think we all know the reason President Trump is on Twitter is that he feels that that's a way to circumvent the mainstream media. And I think pretty much anyone that's center to right has had this experience with the mainstream media. I mean, quite frankly, I've published two best-selling books. I haven't seen, for example, a Washington Post review yet. I think if my books had been called something like Black Tears, Let Us Never Forget the Slave Ship, or something like that, the press would have been intense. It would have been massive. And as it is, I mean, the relationships I've formed, including this one, are genuinely good. I mean, I've gone golfing and fishing with people, but it tends to be radio, internet. It tends to be just other citizens that like the books. So I think Trump is saying this is ridiculous. I mean, no matter what I say, that's going to be misquoted to some extent by the Times. Okay. But in that case, what you do is you hire the former editor of National Review to help you present some of those tweets. You don't just want to go on Twitter and say, this country's full of crap, or something like that, and then have that dominate the news cycle.
Well, that's what happens when you are focused on headlines. I mean, he's a headline maker, and that's probably what's so disturbing for the mainstream media is they're no longer in control of the headlines. And your advice is pure. I think it's wisdom that he had, if he had somebody there to support the backstory and to get that across, as opposed to just the shocking headlines, because we know headlines have to get your attention. And in this information age in which we live in, you know, the bigger the exaggeration, the better, right? And then that gives credence and foundation for Democrats to say, well, the president's just lying. Well, he's exaggerating. He's a bit hyperbolic, but I don't know that he's necessarily lying.
Well, I think there are multiple stories that are taking place at the same time. One is the absolute refusal of that center-left Hillary Clinton mainstream media to honestly discuss either the most normal conservative perspectives or, I will say, actual radical perspectives. They're genuinely horrible to Bernie Sanders as well. So that's story one. Story two is that Trump is a puncher. He's a fighter. He's from that New York business scene and real estate of all businesses. So his response is, I'm going to smash them if they're trying to smash me. Hulk smash. And I think third, there is that suggestion of, okay, they tried this with Steve Bannon, but he was too much of an extreme voice. But I mean, I was in the Daily Caller offices the other day. I mean, they've got, what, 50 bright young writers over there? I think if you're going to do this, bring a guy in, and you don't have to take his orders, but hash out what you're going to say. My piece of advice, on the off chance the president is listening to it, but I mean, he might be listening to you, but my piece of advice would be, focus that media strategy on the actual things that are happening, not on backbiting criticisms of the other team.
Exactly. So, no, you're right.
Yeah, that's it in a sentence. I mean, so why not tweet about how about that black unemployment rate 50 times in a row? Why not link to 50 pictures of conservative or moderate black dudes that just got a good job? I mean, the Hispanic guys, that kind of thing.
Exactly. Well, you're putting meat on the bones that really advances the conversation, and people benefit from that communication. I mean, to get fired up, you know, and get exercised over something, whether it's from the left or the right, and there's no substance behind it, then you send people off half-cocked and emotional, and we've got enough emotions flying around. Dr. Riley, Hate Crime Hoax, best-selling book, awesome, you know, the impact that it made, and of course it opened the door for your follow-up Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About, and this is resonating as well. Why do you think?
Well, I think it's because people, so they're in communist Russia, there used to be the term samizdat, S-A-M-I-Z-D-A-T, for things that were well-written media, well-produced, the equivalent of zines, but that had to fly under the radar because the communist media wouldn't cover them, and there was about a 1 in 10 chance they would arrest you if you produce them. And I think, except maybe for a slightly lower chance of arrest, we're almost at that level in the USA Today, where certain things aren't discussed in the mainstream media. So the idea of this book was, now that I have a decent-sized platform, let's tackle 8 or 10 of these conversations you're not supposed to have. Mm-hmm. And these range from just sort of the obvious, like, are men women? I talk about the trans movement, to did Black Lives Matter have a point? Where I say, I mean, these were well-intentioned kids, but they were also, they didn't know anything about policing. Their figures on the number of people shot by the cops were wildly off. Less than 1,000 people are shot by police in a typical year. Less than 300 of them will be black. That's almost never discussed. So I talk about, I criticize the alt-right. We're not going to break up into ethnic nation states. 20% of marriages are interracial. But I also get into some deeper topics like race and IQ. I ask the question, do gaps between groups always indicate prejudice? I ask the question of what kind of immigration policy we should have. So the goal of the book is, and there's really not a hostile perspective toward anyone. I quite a good number of leading figures on the right, but also some serious left-wing thinkers right. like Sam Harris. Mm-hmm. But the question is, what is the truth about these things, and why are they, quote-unquote, telling you not to talk about them?
Yeah. And again, we go back to my earlier point. We are enlarged as a result of being able to have this communication. You know, I have used your term repeatedly since our last conversation when you pointed out that the siloing of people and, you know, siloing, and in many cases of themselves for some sense of protection and to avoid argumentation is detrimental for all concerned.
Yeah, I think an educated citizen, a free man or woman, of course, should be aware of all of the voices in their society. So I follow the Republican Party and the Democratic Party on Twitter. And I find I agree with the Republican Party more because I'm a male business person. Sure. But, I mean, it's just asinine not to know what the Democrats or the Greens or the Libertarians are even arguing. Many people, if all you read, I'm going to target the left here because they're worse with it, but if all you read is, say, Huffington Post, BuzzFeed, you know, Salon, these wildly slanted, The Root, these wildly slanted sources on your side, you'll never understand what the other side is actually saying. And that's where you get into these fantasy land arguments like, you know, Republicans want to prosecute women who get legal abortion. Mm. Like, no, you might think that's a disgusting process, but no one's advocated that ever.
Right.
So the more you are moved away, the doctors, that might be a different story, but the more you are moved away from real arguments, the more you sink into darkness and fantasy, and I think that's a bad thing.
Right. Well, it really is, as Jordan Peterson said, it makes you stupid. I mean, because you've limited yourself from the totality of the discussion, and you have, in a sense, you're blindsided because you're so target focused on something that's not totally true.
You need to know the best arguments against your argument. So, like, I'm not a huge fan of national health care, but I have to concede when Democratic buddies say, okay, this is something that works in 28 of the richest 32 countries, do you think that France can accomplish something that we can't?
Right.
That's a legitimate argument. I mean, and then you have to move back into, well, I think that a private system works better for the middle-class majority of people, but you can't just say, well, that's communism.
Yeah.
And I think that a lot of Americans are in that, well, that's communism, or even worse, the well, that's racism bunker on the other side,
right.
Because you've never actually had to explain why it is. One of the things I do in Taboo, actually, there's an entire chapter where the first 4 pages, where I go through every dictionary in the world, and I find they have the same definition of racism.
Mm-hmm.
It's genetic dislike of another group. And then I say, well, how can we identify this? How can we fight it? But also, let's recognize that a ton of other things, like thinking black students should get the same SAT scores as white students to go to the same college, those aren't racist. People are just misinterpreting something that we all used to agree on. But understanding that requires having the encyclopedia and reading it, as simple
exactly.
as that might sound.
Exactly. Well, the book available again at all the usual places, linked on our website. How can they be in touch with you, Professor?
I'm very easy to get in touch with. My name's Wilfred Riley. You can find me on Twitter as Wilfred Riley, the name, or Will_Duh_BEAST630. It's a joke about my old area code and jersey number, WillDB630. Facebook, I'm available. If you go to Wilfred.
Super D comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hippo Tea Club's original pure
Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to...